thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Zach, your frustration level, I'm sure it's high. What do you do to try and put a performance, I think collectively for the team, behind you and move on to next week?
Yeah, it's tough, man. And I think, we know there's going to be ups and downs, and it's a tough situation for us right now. But, you got to remain confident. You got to go in each week and just think, how can I get better? And you got to understand that, we're close. It's the little things, and we just got to be able to have each other's back and, ignore what everyone's saying and just keep our room tight and, always have each other's back. And like I said, just keep that confidence high.
If I'm a Jets fan, though, right now, and I'm asking you, what's close? Because it's hard to look at the results and say, to have the confidence that this is maybe close to getting to where you want it to be. So I'm collectively the Jets fans. Convince me as to why it's close and why you think this switch can be flipped and you can make this happen.
Yeah, nobody knows what we go through, every single day, grinding from, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on all the little details and every little thing. And so to come out here and, not execute, not get it done and not win the game and just not do very well overall, it hurts, but we see some positives throughout plays, even the negative ones, maybe one thing not going the right way or another. And, I think it just goes back to getting on that film and just finding out how we can keep getting better and, how we can just, keep that confidence each and every week.
Everybody involved in this is kind of new at this, right? You're a rookie. You've got rookies with you along the offensive side of the ball. Mike LaFleur hasn't been through this. Robert Saleh hasn't been through this as a head coach. So collectively, with all these folks kind of figuring this out together for the first time, for instance, what did Coach Saleh say to the team after the game?
Yeah, that's just the little things that everyone's just got to give more. And we just got to take it, one play at a time, like we have been in the games. So we got to execute. We got to do what we do in practice and, just keep getting better. It's going to be a process. Every guy on this team wants to win and they're all hungry to win. And so we just have to keep approaching every single week the same.
And final question, just for you individually, trying to keep your confidence level up, your positivity up. You're the quarterback, so everyone's going to look to you as the leader. How hard is that? What do you lean on? Because obviously, being a rookie, you're going through this for the first time yourself as well.
Yeah, it's tough, and I just got to understand that people are going to hate. I knew it coming here, and I understand the adversity that we're going through, and I expected that. And so, nothing's going to be perfect, but I just got to keep tight with my brothers in the locker room and, just keep finding out how I can keep on getting better, watch the tape and just keep on trying to do the best I can every single play.
All right, Zach, thanks a lot for the time. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that is Zach Wilson. Dan, back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
How do you put into words kind of what happened to the offense out there?
It's frustrating. I'd just say lack of execution. Once again, I'd just say, we're all learning. We're trying to get better every single week. It may be hard for people to see that, but we're learning a lot in those games. And people are going to hate, and it is what it is, but we got to keep that confidence, get in there Monday, and just be hungry to keep trying to get that win.
How are you physically? Look like on that last one, you got rocked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, it's just like a little scrape, but, I took a shot right there, and, it is what it is. And got to pop up and just keep going and just keep trying to get better.
Like this, where things just are not being functional, do you still feel you're getting something out of this, even though things are this wrong?
I'd say we're getting more out of it than we would if we were doing well, right? And it's like in the fourth quarter when you have no rhythm and things aren't going well, how hard is it to just say, hey, next play, next play, next play, keep pushing, getting better, keeping everybody's confidence, it's a big challenge for us, and it gets hard in those moments, and I promise that's making us stronger. I mean, of course it is, but that's why you need to have that mindset. This is going to be a progress for this team. It's going to take time to just keep building and getting better. And, the greatest teams are the ones that can function in those situations. The game is never over until it's over. And so We just have to keep, you know, doing our thing, and you know, whatever time's left on the clock, you know, we're not going to just give up. We got to keep going.
Zach, in that Panther game in week one, you guys had the second half where things seemed to click pretty well. It obviously didn't go too well against the Patriots, but you're still able to run the ball. How does it kind of go from second half against Panthers look really good, to not too good against the Patriots, to then what happened here with no points and the number of struggles you guys had?
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, you got to give the defense some credit. They did a good job, and you know, I'd say it's just you can't really point to one. You know, why, you know, the Carolina is two completely different defenses and situations and completely different games. You know, we just got to you know, fight through that adversity in this game, and you know, just figure out a way to keep the chains moving so we can, you know, sustain some drives, because it gets tough when you know, we go three and out, we get off the field, we sit there for a little bit, and we just, you know, we don't feel like we have much rhythm.
Has the acclimation from college to the pros been a little harder than you expected?
I wouldn't say harder than I expected. I knew it was going to be hard, right? I mean, you think about it, and you know, every single guy on both sides of the ball was the best player on their college team, and so, you know, I understand it was going to be challenging, but you know, I'm in this position for a reason, and I'm going to keep getting better and doing what I can.
How challenging are the schemes that Vic Fangio presents to a quarterback?
I wouldn't say necessarily they're challenging. I think they do a really good job in some of their disguises. You know, I thought we did a good job of just, you know, having some good answers for them. And, you know, I didn't feel like tonight I was confused at all on what a coverage was or anything like that. You know, I felt like we were seeing the field correctly. You know, now it just comes down to us just making sure we execute the right way. You know, whatever it is across the board, whether it's me getting the ball out of my hands faster or just making plays out on the edge.
You guys had maybe found something in the second quarter. The drive where you got some short passes to Tyler in the beginning, and then you end up getting down there. Corey doesn't make the catch, and then you get a delay of game, don't get the field goal. Was that disappointing? Because it felt like you guys were starting to get some rhythm there.
Yeah, I mean, the whole game on offense was of course disappointing. I mean, we want to do better than that, but you know, I did think we did some good things on that drive, and you know, I think that, you know, what happened at the end of that drive really shows, I think, what's happening the whole game. It's us killing ourselves, and it really comes down to that. You know, both of those plays had nothing to do with them. You know, that's just us needing to execute, and I promise we're going to get in, and these guys want to win, man. I promise they do, and so we're going to give everything we have every single week.
There are obviously some plays that receivers could have made and didn't that could have helped the cause. When that happens, what do you do to make sure that doesn't negatively impact you individually?
Yeah, you just give them some love, man. I mean, these guys are busting their butt out there too. You know, not every throw is perfect. You know, for sure it's not. You know, I gotta be more accurate and give these guys some good throws. And you know, it's tough. And I think that just goes back to, you know, football is a team game, and it's not on one person. You know, there's definitely plays individuals can make, especially myself, but it all goes back to just the team functioning and, you know, all the guys doing their job.
When you take those hard hits and you find yourself on the ground, do you have something that you say to yourself in your mind, like kind of a mantra before you get back up, or what keeps you going?
I mean, you just next play mentality. You know, that one didn't work out, reset button, next play.
Shaking your confidence at all, Zach?
Absolutely not.
What do you guys have to do to make these teams pay for all these overload blitzes that they're coming at you with? It seems to happen every week.
Yeah, same thing I just said. You know, going in, watching the tape, and finding out how we can be better. You know, protection, along with completions, running the ball. It's never on one person. You know, maybe the stats show that, but it's going to be a whole team effort, whole offense effort, as far as just, you know, picking up those protections, me getting the ball out quicker, understanding our scheme, what we're doing. And I promise those guys up front, you know, they're going to be hungry to get in there and learn from that film.
Talked about maintaining your confidence, but personally and as a leader, how difficult is it when you've gone, you know, eight straight quarters without a touchdown in offense? Just how do you balance that challenge, and what do you say to the other guys?
It's tough, but it's making us stronger. I feel like it's making me stronger. You know, this is hard. I didn't experience this in college, and the crazy thing is I knew it was going to be like this. You know, when you come into a program that, you know, has all new guys coming in, it's a process, and all of us want to get better and give everything we have, and so we just have to understand that we need to take it just one day at a time. And, you know, people can hate all they want, but this is you know, what's feeling sorry for ourselves going to do, really, right? And so, you know, we need to keep our confidence high and just understand that we're in this position for a reason, and understand that, you know, we have the talent, we have the players, and we have the coaches and the scheme to get this thing done.
relative to the teams you face this month as you get going, how good is this defense here, and what can you take from that and this whole road mile high experience and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're a really good defense, of course. I mean, you've seen what Vic Fangio has done over the years, and they do a good job of limiting explosives down the field. And so we knew that coming into the game, I got to do a better job of getting the ball underneath. And, you know, of course, that's the goal, right? That's what I'm thinking about every single play is how can I get through my progressions and get the ball underneath when they take things away down the field. And, you know, we got to keep getting better, but they're a good defense.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.